Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition 2195 and it was recorded on Thursday the 3rd of November 2022. And this week it's a welcome from me, Paul Henderson, and I am joined by Ruth Murray. Today we have our usual mix of items: news about the city, some letters to the evening news, and a feature which recalls past Novembers in Norfolk. Immediately after this week's Chatterbox, we have one of our monthly magazines. This week, it is Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. We'll remind you about this at the end of this weekly recording. Here is Sarah Lusher to give us an idea of what's in the magazine this month.
Hello everyone. The November edition of the Norfolk magazine is hot off the press, and this month we hear about Norfolk's photographer of the stars, Norwich's war hero brothers, helping an endangered bird species, and why Emma Bridgewater is still top of the pots. We have our regular contributors, Rowan Mantell, Susie Fowler-Watt, Richard Hughes and Nick Aitchison, and some features, so from books to reads, how to keep healthy and the past lives. So do keep listening after the news.
Hello. It's always a bit difficult to choose what to put in the first batch of news items, particularly when there is no really big story on the go. However, we can tell you about a proposed complete revamp for the Hewitt School. Savings being made at County Hall with the departure of some senior staff, and the effect changes being made by the BBC to local radio will have on BBC Radio Norfolk. Plans are being drawn up which could see large parts of a city school demolished and replaced. The Hewitt Academy on the edge of Norwich has been listed as one of four Norfolk schools to be redeveloped as part of a £1 billion project. Education bosses are now drawing up plans for what this redevelopment will look like, with speculation mounting that it could see large swathes of the original building demolished and replaced. One option said to be under consideration would involve some aspects of the school, including its clock tower and theatre, being preserved. There are also proposals to use part of the site for a museum of the school. The Inspiration Trust, which runs the school, says feasibility work is being carried out, but remains tight-lipped about what precise options are being drawn up. The school in Cecil Road dates back to the 1950s, when it originally consisted of three separate sites, which were later merged into one in 1970.
Two of the most senior officers at County Hall are to step down as the authority looks to make huge savings. Simon George, Executive Director of Finance and Commercial Services, and Helen Edwards, Director of Governance, are both leaving Norfolk County Council. The announcement of the departure of two of the most senior executives at the authority comes as it prepares to make cuts to tackle a huge funding gap of at least £60 million. Both will leave in the new year. Mr. George has been in the post since May 2015, with responsibility for the council's budget of more than £2 billion. Miss Edwards is the council's primary source of advice on all legal issues. Neither officer will be replaced on a like-for-like basis, with the existing team members taking over their responsibilities.
A major shake-up to local BBC radio stations in England has been announced, with Norfolk set to be one of the counties affected. The BBC is to overhaul its local radio services, with stations sharing more content and broadcasting less programming unique to their area. The proposals come as part of the corporation's new strategy, announced in May, to create a modern digital-led broadcaster. All 39 BBC local radio stations will continue with their own dedicated local programming between 6am and 2pm on weekdays. But from 2pm until 6pm, there will be 18 afternoon programmes across England that will be shared between stations. Radio Today has reported that Norfolk will be shared with Suffolk, Cambridge and the Three Counties Radio, which covers Bedfordshire, Hertfordshire and Buckinghamshire. 10 local programmes will then be shared across England between 6pm and 10pm on weekdays, across the day on Saturday and on Sunday mornings, serving areas broadly mirroring the existing local TV areas. In the Radio Norfolk 5pm headlines, long-serving presenter Matthew Gudgeon reported that the only local output to remain at weekends will be an hourly news bulletin and sports commentary, which includes Norwich City matches on Saturdays and Sundays.
Patients at a city centre dentist are scrambling to find another practice following a closure announcement. My Dentist in Upper Goat Lane has sent letters to patients stating it will be closing for good on Saturday, December the 31st. One patient who received a letter and did not wish to be identified said, "The dental crisis in Norwich has just got worse. We are NHS patients with them, and we have just been told to ring 111 if we require another NHS dentist. They are only doing ongoing treatment until then. We now have to fund private treatment." A staff member at the practice confirmed all patients have been notified of the closure at the end of December. She said the practice had been unable to recruit enough dentists in the area, and the shortfall has meant they are no longer able to operate.
An appeal to be wary of pupils walking to school has been issued as a frustrated community braces for more disruptive roadworks as part of a major housing development on the edge of the city. Initial work has started on the next stage of the works for the 157-home second phase of the Persimmon Homes scheme at the former Royal Norfolk Golf Club. The road widening works will see Drayton High Road resurfaced, with closures taking traffic down Hospital Lane or Middleton's Lane at different times. Mike Earle, principal of Helston High School in Middleton's Lane, said, "The safety of our students travelling to and from school is of utmost importance, and we would always remind people travelling in the area to drive safely." The disruption follows temporary traffic lights being installed at the junction of Middleton's Lane and Drayton High Road.